Joe, answer the phone.
Hey, I only got one good arm, you know? You should be doing stuff for me. Go get me a sweater.
Just do it, okay? It's Janice, and if I get it, I'm gonna have to see her tonight. Oh, that's great. I'm gonna have to see her tonight.
What's the big deal? Why don't you want to see Janice?
Okay, last night at dinner, when the meals came, she put half her chicken piccata on my plate, and then she took all my tomatoes.
And that's bad because you hate chicken piccata?
No.
You didn't want to share your tomatoes. Tomatoes are very important to you.
No, it's like all of a sudden we were this couple, okay? And this alarm started going off in my head, you know? Run for your life! Get out of the building!
Men are unbelievable. What is it with you people? I mean, the minute you start to feel something, you have to run away?
I know, that... That's why I don't want to go tonight. I'm afraid I'm going to say something stupid.
Oh, you mean like that guy thing where you act all mean and distant until you get us to break up with you?
Hey, you know about that?
Look, what do? I want to get past this. I don't want to be afraid of the commitment thing. I want to go through the tunnel to the other side.
Where there's no fear of commitment.
With any... Do we have any thoughts here?
Well, I've never been through the tunnel myself, because as I understand it, you're not allowed to go through with more than one girl in the car, right? But it seems to me it's pretty much like anything else, you know? Face your fear. You have a fear of heights? You go to the top of the building. You're afraid of bugs. Get a bug. Right? In this case, you have a fear of commitment. So I say, you go in there and you be the most committed guy there ever was.
Amazingly, that makes sense. Mm.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Go for it, man. Jump off the high dive. Stare down the barrel of the gun. Pee into the wind.
Yeah, Joe, I assure you, if I'm staring down the barrel of a gun, I'm going to be pretty much peeing every which way.